Good morning. Nice to chat to you again.
You too. So let's look at the movies coming up. This one, I just think it's so funny because obviously years ago, as many of us did, grew up watching Franco Cozzo with the TV commercials, which were hellish and funny, but obviously were very successful.
Oh, absolutely. And we've been walking around this office going, Megalo, Megalo, Megalo. But this is an audience favourite at this year's MIFF, Melbourne International Film Festival. And obviously, as you mentioned, about the legendary patriarch of the inimitable Franco Cozzo furniture empire. And those of us of a particular age will remember those classic ads well. He really was a pioneer of a particular kind of Australian TV advertising. But his backstory is really interesting too, and this doco kind of goes into his journey from rural Sicily to Melbourne and how he became a household name, really. So it's an interesting story of the history of modern migration, as well as some really, really garish furniture.
Yeah, well, there was certainly a market for it, and having been married to an Italian for 16 years, I got to see a lot of that furniture, I can tell you.
You would know all about it.
Oh, yeah. Now, when is it on?
1 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I reckon you've got some teeming with subject matter coming up here. You've got horse racing films. Is that something to do with the Bendigo Cup?
Possibly a little bit aligned with the spring racing fever that's in the air. Absolutely. Did you guys have fun on Wednesday?
Oh, no, I wasn't involved in the Bendigo Cup, but I had fun. Didn't have to work in the afternoon. It's fantastic.
Beautiful. Love it. Yeah, so we're kicking off on as part of our Cinetopia sessions next week with Dream Horse. I think Martin mentioned last week that we're bringing back some of our biggest hits during our Tuesday and Wednesday night Cinetopia sessions. And obviously, spring racing fever, we've all got it at the moment. Dream Horse, starring our own Toni Collette. This was a huge hit for us right when we needed it in July and August of this year. And just for good reason, you know, it's a beautiful and inspiring true story and certainly deserves another go on the big screen.
Then Ride Like a Girl, the Michelle Payne story. This is, you know, just a brilliant one as well. What a great story.
Exactly. And this is another hit for us. As you say, the incredible true story of Michelle Payne. And obviously directed by our own Rachel Griffiths. Another one worth a revisit, especially at this time of year.
I haven't seen it once yet. Looking forward to it. It's on the list. It's on the list. Maybe I can make the effort. I'll be asleep then. Sorry, can't do it.
And the other one, the other Cinetopia, The Doors, Live at the Bowl, 1968 special edition. This would be awesome to see.
You were there, weren't you, Robert?
Were you indeed, Robert?
Hey, listen, I'm going to cut his mic off and cut you off, Anna, if you keep up this sort of malarkey and cheek. The cheek of you.
Are you a Doors fan?
I am a Doors fan, yes. And I always like to tell my story of the young boy and his father having an argument, and as he walked out of the room, he yelled, "Jim Morrison was overrated!" And his dad said, "Hey, don't slam the doors!"
Bang, bang.
Boom, boom.
We really like these kind of one-off event cinema things, and the musical ones always do really well. It's one of those things that's screening one-off on the evening of Thursday, November the 4th, kind of around the world. So in celebration of the 50th anniversary of LA Woman, it's a remastered presentation of their performance at the Hollywood Bowl in 1968, which is widely considered to be one of their finest performances captured on film.
Yeah.
So they were in peak form. Cinemas are screening it worldwide. It's remastered, restored from original negatives, and there's some extra interview content. One for all of the sort of fans of The Doors and of music.
Yeah, indeed.
And especially those missing live music.
Yep, and for those who were there, which I wasn't.
I believe you.
Pig and Ride the Eagle also showing, so plenty going on, and starcinema.org.au, would that be right?
Indeed, and we've just dropped our November program as well, so get onto it.
Lovely stuff. Hannah, great to chat. Thank you so much for that. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot.